Hey, how's everyone doing? Hear me okay? Good afternoon. Give you a little, I'm sure you get a bunch of different perspectives here, different experiences, so I think that'll be kind of cool. My name's Fred Yu, I'm Director of Tech Services for ICL. Just a quick, you probably don't know what ICL is, just a quick, we're a pretty big, $6-7 billion company. We make phosphorus, we make potassium, we start from the ground, we're mining, we evaporate stuff from the Dead Sea, salts from the Dead Sea, and it was a big commodity company. Now they bought specialty companies, so trying to vertically integrate. I've lived my whole professional career in this one entity with these products. They're like my babies, Peters and Osmoco. For 16 years I've been doing this in the fifth corporation I've been in. So I've had a lot of jobs and worked for a lot of companies, but I haven't changed jobs. That's kind of funny how life is. My focus is on ornamental horticulture, although our company is rapidly growing in ag. Is one of the big initiatives. So what do I do? How did I get here? I don't know how I got here. It's a bunch of kind words, people helping me, people advising me, meeting the right woman. You know, it's just circumstances happened. I arrived where I am. Perennial grad student. I took 11 years to get through three separate degrees, working in the middle of the variety of jobs. I was a teacher, greenhouse grower, soil plants, a variety of things. But basically, I'm our company's expert on specialty fertilizer, control release, and water-soluble fertilizer in ornamentals, use and development. So I do product development, and I do a lot of product support. As I say, primarily focusing on greenhouses and nurseries, ornamentals. What do I do? My job really is I find out what needs to be done and I do it. Talk about how do you decide. I decide a lot of times. Did I start out deciding what I do? No, it's been a progression there, an evolution. But I'm engaged in a bunch of stuff, and I say when a technical person comes into a company, you become more than a technical person. You become a finance person, you become an operations person, a quality assurance person, marketing, sales. You need to be conversant in all of these. And I had a few tidbits of advice at the end, and I advise you to be very holistic and broad in your approach, and the more you can bring there, the more value. 'Cause it's very important to have scientific discipline, logic applied to this, but it's business as well, and you have to always be cognizant of your value to the business. But I do technological assessment, ideation, product formulation, development, launch support. It just goes down the list. I spend a lot of time training. We have about 20 salespeople in the field, keeping continuing education. I do outreach, communication, try to publish stuff in trade pubs, speak a lot, solve internal and external problems all the time, manage a lot of processes. I don't manage people. I have, and I hate those who have managed people. It's not a very pleasant job, at least it wasn't fit for me. So I manage processes. It's like herding cats sometimes, but I'm very good at managing processes, so a bunch of people that don't report to you. And actually, I've settled into an advisor and mentor job. So as we're starting to hire younger people, I'm trying to help people. That's what I do. I try to help people. And we need more young people in industry. And there's people that will help you out. How did I get there? I don't know. I don't have a real dialogue here. Because I started out, I was a city kid, inner city Boston, knew nothing about agriculture, fertilizer, plants, etc. We had a garden. How did I get there? I guess education is always a pathway, right, to growth and success. So, you know, I went and did degrees along the way with various jobs in the middle. How did I get this job? Getting that first job is the hard one. I can attribute it to euchre. There's a card game called euchre, And I did my graduate work at Cornell, and the greenhouse crew used to play euchre at break time. And I said, well, I'll learn that. That seems kind of fun. So I was one of the crew. And so when it was time to, I don't know, anybody getting ready to finish, you start writing your stuff, you start freaking out. You know, they go on job interviews, go look for some teaching research stuff, but, you know, you got to get some money in here. So I did all that. I probably sent out, it was a few years ago, probably about 200 letters. You know, you look at get addresses, that's old school. You had to write letters and send them out a snail mail. And I got nada, no response. And I think there's where it's finding out who to talk to. You know, unsolicited letters in the mail don't really help too much. You got to find the right person and the right opportunity and the right timing. But anyways, I played euchre, and I didn't play euchre for career development because I was having fun and with the folks that grew the plants. It turns out there was a job interview at W.R. Grace at the time, what the first company that owned Peters Fertilizer. And the guy who was hiring went to Cornell, the same. So that helped, you know, old school ties. The guy who hired me was excellent friends with the guy who ran the greenhouse, and the guy who ran the greenhouse gave me a very good recommendation, you know, because I was like a team player, worked with everybody. I didn't differentiate between, we're all, you know, when you get into business, there's no hierarchy per se. You work with a lot of different people and a lot of, and you're all on the same team. So that helped, and it got there. So actually it's been food. I lost count. It was 5 corporate owners, not 4 in that time. So I learned formal, but I say it's like what I do, most of what I did, you learn principles, thought processes in grad school. Most of what I do, I've learned from friends and colleagues in industry. There's a tremendous learning that you have every day on the job, and I'm tremendous. There's a lot of great people I can acknowledge over the years who have helped me, train me, and give me tips how to do all sorts of things. Also, I've been working, I think I worked many countries, but 49 of the, I have never been to North Dakota and work, but I've been every other state, and growers everywhere. It's tremendous. If you listen and listen to the people who use products and services, you can learn a lot, and I have indeed every time. So I had a few tips or advice. I don't presume to your advice, but I was just looking at the outline in the write-up. So finding a job and keeping a job with my 2 slides here. Finding a job, please consider industry opportunities. There's a lot out there, and I may be representative of some of the demographic. I'm not gonna live forever, and I'm gonna ride off into the sunset. We need to find people, so we need to have succession plans. So there's opportunities. We do really need young, eager, hard-working, creative people. So there's a good opportunity. How do you find out? You really need to network and make the connections. Who to talk to and reach out here, and it may not be firsthand, they may refer you to other people. But most of the hires are done not, you know, there's HRs, there's stuff posted online, but most of the hires are done, people already know. You really need to know. It's usually, you know somebody who knows. If somebody's applying for a job, I'll call people who you know, or that's how it works out. The other thing is the timing and fit. You may be perfect for the job, it's just the job isn't open this time. I've had a job interview one time and turned down the job in the interview, and they say, just wait, we're going to think about doing something. And the right time and fit, and it came through. Don't pigeonhole yourself or limit yourself what you think you can do. We've had people with certain backgrounds. You know, you really bring in logic, discipline, thought process, hard work, creativity to the play. We've had people come in and they go into all sorts of marketing, quality, you know, whatever you studied, it doesn't matter. What you study and what you do, it doesn't really necessarily have to be on the same track. Bring something to the opportunity, probably technology, new excitement, new data is something you can bring to the table to get in the door. The second stage is worked with a lot of technical people over the years, and some have succeeded, and I've survived anyways. I've seen places, probably myself, and I've seen places where people tend to be, we're techies, right? We're techies, we have a certain way, we're odd. If you look in the whole organization of companies, we're oddballs. You need to learn, you have to listen. A lot of tech people don't listen, they talk, but they don't listen, because you can learn a lot by listening. Be flexible. Don't be afraid to say, I don't know. I say that all the time. I don't know, but you know what? I'm going to find out. I know somebody who knows. I'm going to find out. I think that's a better answer. Learn how to communicate very clearly, succinctly, simply, accurately to non-technical people. That is a very good... I have learned that over the years by experience, by making mistakes, because that's our audience. It's eventually whoever you're working for, business people, you're working for customers, and you need to be clear that be a team player, play well with others, because generally the days of hierarchies are gone, and it's pretty much lateral associations, informal associations. You're working with people in all sorts of disciplines. You make the job, whatever the job listing is. It doesn't really matter, you get in the door, but eventually you make the job. You decide what it does, what it's well. Remember, it's a business, and it's bottom line, but so is an academic job. You gotta get your grants, you gotta keep all that going. You have to keep focus there. Continue to network. I continue to network all the time. Not looking for jobs, but I help people find jobs, and you just sort of keep open your peers in industry, competitors, whatever. You need to do that. I work to live. I don't live to work. So with somebody who's talking about maintaining a personal life, I think that's very important. You have to have many goals, and that's one of them. I guess that's about any pearls of wisdom I have. Any questions? Yeah.
So you said that you've done the work within the same realm for 5 different companies within the past 26 years. So in what way do you think that sort of industry consolidation has expanded or limited opportunities in industry?
There's certainly, there's been a shift with technology. I would have to say I used to have a department of 11. And I do that work now. I don't do the same volume of work. I do it much more efficiently, and I delegate, and I train. I try to develop resources. So in some cases, it was an old school way of doing things that have been pared down. But I think with technology, it's more important to have the technical resources, but there has to be an efficiency about it. Yeah, it can be stressful, but any job you take is going to be stressful. I mean, it's a job. That's why they pay you. It's because it's a job. You know, if it was so nice, it would be a volunteer. Yeah.
You just said that you now do the work that like 11 people used to do. Would you say that jobs are fewer in your field, or just changing?
Well, it's changing. I think it's changed. And as well as, but there'll be opportunities because there's a shelf life on all of us, a professional shelf life, and I'm going to go on and do other things in a few years. So there's going to be opportunities. And then there's different businesses that are opening up too, right? Different industries are opening up. So, I've been in a traditional corporate path and succeeded and been happy and been enriched financially, but just experience I've had, the people I work with have been great. So that'll continue, but there's emerging markets and businesses as well. So yeah, I still think it's something to go for. If you're right, it's the right type of personality too. It all depends what you want. So good. Sava? Yeah. All right, thanks.